U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration across the country's border with Mexico. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, the bill still has to be reconciled with a similar one from the House.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump blasted former Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, who has agreed to provide open testimony before congressional committees next month. The chairman of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, Representatives Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, announced in a letter late Tuesday that Mueller would appear before their committees July 17th. Nadler says that Mueller will give a more accurate telling of his report than has been given by the Attorney General or the White House.
I think it's very important that the American people hear from Mr. Mueller as to what he did find, what the results of that two-year investigation were, and not have to rely on the misinformation spread by the Attorney General or on reading the report, which most people won't do.
Mueller led a nearly two-year probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections and allegations that President Trump obstructed justice. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is expected to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping at the